is Example and One More Day, and this is the Hits Radio. I'm Will Manning, joined right now by Jess Glynn. Hello, Jess Glynn.
Hey.
Can I hear myself? Hello. Are we on? We're on here. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you very much. You are wearing glasses inside.
Now,
usually, not going to lie, Jess, when the pop star would come in with glasses inside, I'd be like, who do you think you are? You've got a valid reason.
I just got back
from Glasgow.
No, that's not the reality. It's eye infection, come on.
From Glasgow?
Yeah, from Glasgow, the mud. Got in my eye.
Sure.
But it's definitely the reason, 100%.
Okay, sure, definitely. Right, we know you for two of the biggest songs of 2014.
Yeah.
We know you for Route 94's My Love and Clean Bandit's Rather Be.
Yeah.
And you are literally at the very beginning of your career, and you've already been on two of the biggest songs of the year.
Yeah.
How does that feel? At such an early age, as early part of your, you know, solo career?
It's kind of crazy, like, even now, like, months after it's happened. I mean, like, it's something that I don't think has sunk in even now. But it feels great. Like, it's such an amazing beginning to what I'm kind of, you know, about to start.
It's not a bad start, really, is it? It's not a bad start to the journey.
It's definitely not a bad start. And it's been such a great kind of few months, kind of, like, Clean Bandit are great. It's been such a, like, fabulous thing to have done.
Yeah. Thing is, do people think you are Clean Bandit when they hear you? Because I don't think a lot of people realise that Clean Bandit is actually a separate group and you're just the vocalist
on
it.
Yeah, I think now people are very like, okay, cool, it's Jess Glynn.
Right.
And that's Clean Bandit. I think originally it was a bit like, that was Clean Bandit, but I think now it's a bit more Jess Glynn.
You are your own artist.
Yeah. I think more that, like, that people have heard the record and obviously they've released more stuff and people have found out about them.
Yeah.
I think it's very clear that we're very different.
Yeah. Is that the point?
Yeah.
Also, can I talk about My Love? Because I actually had no idea. You know, it always says featuring Jess Glynn.
Yeah.
I was like, where the hell is Jess in that song? Yeah. What did they actually do to your voice?
My Love!
What did they do? Like, what effect
basically,
did it have?
Basically, like, they pitch it down.
Right.
It was weird because My Love was kind of a record before I was on it.
Right.
And there was a vocal on it that had a weird thing. Like a pitch down on it,
right,
and then we kind of jigged lyrics and stuff, and reworked it and stuff, and then they just liked that effect, so they kept it.
Right,
but yeah.
I mean, could it? I mean, if they put that effect on my voice, could it be me on that song, and no one would actually know any different, or would
yeah,
I have
you
to actually be
sing.
Able to sing?
No, I think you need to be able to sing.
Right, okay, fine. Like, just because I'm trying to think of ways I can kickstart my pop career.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's not gonna
maybe like auto tune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit of T-Pain on it.
Yeah, like
bit
there's an app that you could just...
Yes, we can download that, actually.
Yeah,
I could have a lot of fun on air with that app. He's not so keen. You are now, obviously, on your own little road with your brand new song right here. It's out this Sunday. Tell us a little bit about it. Is it about anyone in particular, Jess? That's what I really
want to know. Do you know what? Right here is about a few, like, two kind of things. It was kind of about where I was with my kind of music and what I was doing life, and I think it's also like, you know, it can be relationship kind of thing. It was two things I think that I was writing about when I did it, but it was more kind of, I got in the studio with Gorgon City and it was like a really fresh kind of session. We'd met like in Ibiza on like a party vibe, and so when we got in we were all just kind of like, it was first kind of time we'd seen each other since then, and we all kind of were in a really high mood.
Right.
And they played me some stuff, and they kind of had this beat we started like listening to, which was obviously right here, and it was more kind of not really about a relationship. It was more just about being right here,
right there at that moment.
Yeah, it was kind of
it
like,
can relate to anything then, really.
Yeah,
in any situation.
It was kind of like, music's now got me where it wants me. Like, you know, I was waiting for you, and now you're here. That was more what was
so
in my
deep,
head at the moment.
So deep.
You know, really deep moment here.
Really deep. Right. I'm terrified.
Don't be.
We're about to play a ridiculous game.
I'm
now,
excited.
Obviously, your song is called Right Here. We just played it on the Hits Radio. And us idiots, up in the Hits Radio office, thought of a genius way to make people never forget what your song's called.
Okay.
Because, of course, it's out this Sunday. People need to go and buy it.
Yeah.
Basically, the game is called Right Here.
Whoa.
I know, it's unbelievable, isn't it? It took us, what, 30 seconds maybe to think of that? So basically, we put you in a scenario.
Okay.
Where all of the answers are right here.
Okay.
So basically, for example, I would say, oh, Jess, where is it you put my lunch money? And you'd go,
right,
it's right here.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So at the end of every sentence.
Look how unhappy we all are about this game.
So at the end of every sentence, I just am like, it's right here.
Yeah.
Say it differently.
You just basically try and say right here as many times as possible in these scenarios.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I've only got four, but...
Okay, cool.
You keen?
Let's do that.
Okay, so this is ridiculous. So the first one, we're on a road trip. I'm driving.
Right.
I'm a little bit lost.
Oh.
You've got the map.
Yeah.
And I'm going, Jess, look, we're coming up to a busy junction. I've got absolutely no idea where we're going. Is it left or is it right? And you would say...
It's right here.
There we go. Because the song's called Right Here. Oh, man. Should we give up now or...?
No, I like this.
Okay. You ready for the second one?
You're my kind of game.
Right. You're in a taxi.
Yeah.
The driver asks you where you want dropping off. What would you say to him?
Dude, could you just drop me right here?
There we go. I want to give up on life.
No, I like it.
Okay, right, here we go. You're in a nightclub. It's really, really busy. I can't find the exit. You know where you're going, though. I say, Jess, where the hell is the exit? And you would tell me...
I told you, it's right here.
Yes! Okay, final one. It's nearly over, don't worry. You're at the doctor's and your ear really hurts. This one's really stupid. They ask you which side hurts. I mean, I know your song isn't...
Well, like, it hurts right here.
Or you could say, right, it's on the right
ear.
It's
right
here. Right
here. My mate, it's right here.
It's right here, mate. Oh, Jess, thanks for playing on all that ridiculous game.
That's good.